Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Although late last week saw some serious green in equity prices, confusing action in the markets continues to plague investors. Inflation has backed off a tad in only a few areas, gasoline being one of them. For the most part, however, the bite of ever-increasing prices is chomping at the checkbooks of consumers worldwide. Protests against higher prices are popping up in a handful of countries. The raising of interest rates by central banks worldwide to combat inflation is likely what is driving the markets. In an interesting observation, the U.S. government seems to be doing battle with the Federal Reserve's war against inflation, while the Federal Reserve is trying to sop up excess cash in the system by raising rates and instigating programs to remove money from the banking system. Washington dumped about another $4 trillion onto consumers within the last 2 months through multiple spending programs. Ironically, one of those programs was called the Inflation Reduction Act. You can't make this stuff up. Because of this massive government spending, both past and present, various analysts are warning of more pain to come. This analyst agrees that inflation is far from tame. At some point, all this inflation and interest rate chatter, however, that we hear on the news will cease to affect the markets as investors yawn louder and louder with each news flash. Historically, market participants become numb to the same bad news over and over again. That's when markets sometimes stop their reactionary descent and healing may occur as buyers finally step forward. I remind you listeners, however, for stocks to rise, the news doesn't necessarily have to be good. The news just has to stop being bad. We may not be there yet, but getting closer with each passing day. In world news, Queen Elizabeth II passed away September 8th. I don't think that will affect markets much, but British investors may slow down a tad as the 10-day mourning process begins. More news on the electric vehicle market as startup companies both here and abroad stretch their pocketbooks into the red, trying to catch EV leader Tesla. Investors often ask me if they should buy one or more of these EV electric vehicle startups in hopes of catching a Tesla-like price explosion. My response is, why buy a startup who's trying to catch a dominant leader in a difficult market as the automobile is? In my opinion, not all EV newbies will survive. I recall the DeLorean Motor Company startup, which began in 1975 and ended 7 years later. It's very difficult to start an auto company, let alone an electric vehicle one, not to mention exorbitantly costly. Therefore, my vote against the EV electric vehicle auto group remains with the industry leader, and that's Tesla. The housing market continues its slow-motion train wreck, with mortgage rates rising to levels not seen since 2008. Add in the damage to consumer pocketbooks from the worst inflation in four decades, and home affordability is fast eroding. Although not cratering as of yet, prices may soon start down on homes as the dominoes fall back on each other. We are already seeing failures of some mortgage companies reminiscent of 2008. And some mortgage lenders are beginning to offer low or no down payment loans, questionable adjustable rate mortgages, and lending to buyers whose income and credit status may be subpar. Oh boy, here we go again. Don't they ever learn? Meanwhile, in the cybercoin universe, Bitcoin looked as if it was on its way to recovery after its recent fall into the $17,000 range a few months back. In my previous newscast on Bitcoin and cybercoin, I was of the opinion it was nowhere near done on the downside. With its recent retracement back under $20,000 again, I am still of the opinion that Bitcoin and coins like it are vapor, run by folks of unknown repute who are likely much smarter at computers than the majority of vapor coin buyers, or should I say cyber coin buyers, all this with little oversight by governmental agencies, which I particularly think is a potentially lethal combination. As we progress through September, I remind investors and listeners that this particular month holds the record for the poorest performance in the stock market. Not that it will be again, but it has been. So far, however, stock Armageddon hasn't occurred. Hope springs eternal, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, no one can forecast market movements at any time, and this is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities or stocks whatsoever, and is not meant as investment advice, and is not the opinion of this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL 34249. My name is Mark Cuniberti, thanking you for listening.